Psachim chapter 5, Mishnah 9. Ketzad toilin u'mafshitin. How did they suspend and flay the Korban Pesach after they'd slaughtered it? So what they would used to do is in klayus shel bazel, they had these iron hooks that were hayu kfun bekasalim, that were fixed into the walls of the temple courtyard over there. So they actually had like hooks, right? Iron hooks. And also there were pillars there, and they had also hooks in the pillars. Sheben tolen umashitin, and they would suspend the animal from there, and that's how they would kind of take the skin off and do what they had to do. So what they would do is they would hang it up by one of the hind legs, put one of the hind legs through the onto the hook, and then the animal would hang down, and then they would take the skin off and do what they needed to do. And if there's anyone who didn't get a hook, right, because remember there are a lot of people in the courtyard over there, so if you didn't manage to chap a hook over there, matlos dakim chalakim hayusham, so then there were smooth staves over there, wooden staves, and he'd put a stave across the shoulders, on his shoulder and across onto someone else's shoulder that was on the other side, and then they would hang the animal between the two of them from the stave, and then they could work on it as it was hanging between them. Rebbe Lezer Omer is Rebbe Lezer Abba Asa Shechalius B'Shabbos. If the day before Pesach was Shabbat, so this whole Korban Pesach procedure was happening on Shabbat, Manech Yad Al Kesef Chavera V'Yad Chavera Al Kseifo. So according to him, they wouldn't use the staves. They would rather the one guy put his one hand, say his left hand, onto the other guy's shoulder. Opposite him, the other guy put his left hand onto his shoulder, so they each had one hand free. Then they would hang the animal between them, and then v'solo mafshit, they would suspend the animal between them, and that's how they would flat. But he brings over here that the sages didn't agree with Rabbi Eliezer. They held that you could use the staves on Shabbat, and he brings over here that the loch is not in accordance with Rabbi Eliezer. So you put the stave across over the shoulders and hang the animal that way if it was Shabbat Erev Pesach.